Masechet Kelim Perek Tet Mishnah Bet. At the end of the previous Mishnah, we said that a metal utensil that's inside a earthenware vessel that's sealed is not shielded from Tum'ah. Here we'll elaborate on that, and we'll say it was actually a machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Mishnah says, Havichi mele amashkin tehorin. If a earthenware barrel was full of tahor liquids, umeneket betocha, and there was a metal pipe that's used to draw liquids inside of it, mukefet samit patil, and has a cover seal all around it, untuna be'oil hamit, and it's put in the same roof as a corpse. What's the halacha? How do we treat that metal utensil that was inside the earthenware barrel that's full of liquids? Bet Shammai omrim, havit v'hamashkin tehorin, says Bet Shammai, the barrel and the liquids that are inside of it are pure because they're shielded from tum'ah by being in the sealed container. Umeneket teme'ah, but the metal pipe is tameh from the corpse. It's not shielded from tum'ah, even though it's inside of the barrel. Even though on a deoraita level, a sealed earthenware vessel shields everything within it, Bet Shammai makes a decree that an earthenware vessel does not shield non-earthenware utensils. Bet Hillel omrim, af meneket tehorah. Bet Hillel disagrees and says, no, even the pipe is tahor. It's shielded from this, from, because it's in the sealed barrel. There's no reason to say that there's a decree that a earthenware vessel only protects earthenware things within it. According to Bet Hillel, he has no reason to say that there's a distinction between the barrel and liquids and the pipe that's within it. But Bet Hillel became aware of Bet Shammai's ruling later on. Hazru Bet Hillel lehorot kedivrei Bet Shammai. Later on, Bet Hillel took back his ruling and held like the ruling of Bet Shammai, that on a derabanan level, a pipe or any other type of non-earthenware utensil is not shielded by the barrel and becomes tameh from a corpse because it's not earthenware. The reason for the decree is because we want to make sure that a haver is somebody who was reliable, somebody who's very careful with tum'ah and tahara, doesn't get influenced as much and doesn't have as much interaction with the kelim, the utensils of an Am Ha'aretz who's not reliable. And we're nervous that an Am Ha'aretz is going to claim that whatever he has in an earthenware container was sealed up. So he may just say everything was sealed up and not appreciate that he's being put into question. As opposed to now, when there's a rabbinic decree that says across the board, anything non-earthenware that's in an earthenware barrel is not protected by the seal that's on it, the Am Ha'aretz is not going to feel targeted, he's not going to feel that he's singled out, and there's transparency across the board, he'll have more openness to talk about it and to be direct about what he has in his kelim. There's a lot more elaborate detail involved here why the decree was made, but bottom line, Bet Hillel agrees to the decree of Bet Shammai.